The streets of downtown Austin are bustling with people displaying a rich array of hairstyles and fashion statements as they rush to catch their next South by Southwest music act. A man wheels by me selling coffee. He's dressed in khaki corduroy pants. His suspenders read, Street Treats. He slows to a halt.
I'm Dane Duhon. I'm standing on the corner of 6th Street and Brazos selling a coffee for Street Treats for Mobile Loaves and Fishes.
Duhon is homeless. Not that long ago, he held a full-time job at a chemical plant in Mississippi, had a stable family, all of them living under one roof.
During Hurricane Rita, everything fell apart. My house blew away, and then me and my wife had problems, got divorced, and just ended up on the street about a year ago.
For a long time after he arrived in Austin, Duhon had no support system. But a couple of weeks ago, things changed.
I was flying a sign, and Miss Sloan, Mobile Loaves and Fishes, had pulled up at the red light, and she asked me if I wanted a job instead of flying. I'm like, please. Let's go.
He tells me he immediately put on the uniform, suspenders and all.
Yeah, this is the first time in my life I ever wore suspenders. I didn't know they still made them.
And began rotating between the four food carts equipped to buy Mobile Loaves and Fishes. One sells coffee. The others, ice cream, snacks, cold drinks. Stephanie Esmus is with Mobile Loaves and Fishes, the nonprofit that got the carts rolling. She says cart operators get to keep the profits, about half of what they sell, and any tips. And about those uniforms, Esma says she was going for a retro look.
There is an invisibility that comes to being a panhandler to begging. And as soon as we put them in this uniform, in the Street Treats uniforms, most people don't know that they're homeless. Most people don't know that this program is actually creating income opportunities for the homeless.
Mark Flores was just looking for a quick jolt before he caught the next South By event. He didn't know he was supporting a cause.
It's a really good idea. People need coffee. Lord knows I need coffee after last night.
The goal for now is to roll the carts out every time there's a big event in Austin. Duhon's first goal is more short-term.
Going to Sandy's and eat the biggest, baddest burger that I can find at that sucker. I ain't had a hamburger in so long. It's hamburger night tonight.
His next goal is saving enough to afford a mobile home from Mobile Loaves and Fishes. That costs $550 a month. Joy Diaz, KUT News.